Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Caleb with the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Every Sunday from 4 to 6 on Vectors Radio FM 104.6. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news and weather, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows of 12. Tuesday, we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs 16, lows of 11. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs 15, lows of 10. Thursday, we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 15, lows of 10. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 16, lows of 10. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the Isle of Wight Council says it will cover the costs of parking for NHS patients travelling to the mainland for treatment from now on. The council will refund the full amount of a parking session to customers paying by pay by phone via their account or through pay and display through BACS. The car parks that the scheme will apply to are Key Road in Ryde and River Road in Yarmouth. Cabinet Lead for Highways PFI, Transport and Infrastructure, Councillor Phil Jordan said, "I have brought this forward with the help and assistance of our parking services team so that residents of our island can be free of the worry and some of the costs associated with their medical treatment on the mainland at critical times in their lives." Meanwhile, the family of 55-year-old David Johns have paid tribute to him this week as police confirm the granddad was the victim of last Monday's killing at an address in Shanklin. As previously reported, armed police were called to St John's Road on Monday the 25th of April. Officers attended and located two men with serious injuries, including the prime suspect in David's murder, a 36-year-old man. David from Shanklin was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. His family have released the following tribute to him. "Dad was Brentford's number one fan. He was a great dad, granddad and brother. We will miss him very much." The 36-year-old man, arrested on suspicion of murder, remains in custody, having now been treated for serious injuries sustained during this incident. Anyone with concerns or information can contact the police on 101. Finally, local parents are being invited to monthly guided buggy walks that encourage fresh air, exercise and conversation. The buggy walks are being organised by Sovereign, Vectors Housing and Southern Housing Group to encourage local families to take some fresh air and gentle exercise over a conversational trip to the park. The walks start at 10 a.m. and will finish at 12 noon and will begin at these venues: Fort Street Car Park in Sandown on the first Friday of the month, Puckpool Park in Ryde on the second Friday of the month, starting on the 13th of May, the Riverside Centre in Newport on the third Friday of the month, starting on the 20th of May, and the Pavilion in East Cowes on the fourth Friday of the month, starting on the 27th of May. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and today I'll be telling you about some events you can expect in the coming week. On Sunday, we have Gary Delaney, Gary in Pandaland at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30pm. On Monday, we have Jazz Jam at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30pm. On Wednesday, we have Platform One Presents at the Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7pm. Lost Voice Guy, Cerebral Lollity at Medina Theatre in Newport at 7:30pm. The film screening of Mandy at Key Arts in Newport at 7pm. And finally, Tea Dance at Broadway Centre, Sandown at 2pm. On Thursday, we have Fleeper at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7:30pm. And finally, we have Beyond the West End at Shanklin Theatre at 8:15pm. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Kate Lawler, who's a reality star, Michael Knight, who's a TV actor, and Matt Helders, who's a drummer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, my name's Cassidy, and here's a recipe. It's called Juicy Fruitcake. One person, it's prepared in 2 minutes and you can cook it in 2.5 minutes. 4 tablespoons of orange and mango smoothie or other fruit smoothies. 1 tablespoon slightly salted butter, very soft. 1 tablespoon super fine sugar. 1 egg. 1 tablespoon safe as in flour. Icing sugar for dusting. Put the butter fruit smoothie into a 200ml microwave safe mug and microwave on full power for 30 seconds. Stir in the sugar, egg and flour and beat together until smooth. Microwave on full power for 2 minutes. Serve dusted with a little icing sugar.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and I have 3 jokes for you. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy and the other's a little lighter. How does a farmer mend his overalls? With cabbage patches. Why was the tomato red? Because he saw the salad dressing.
In local news this week, a temporary footbridge at Braydon train station could remain in situ for another 12 months as Network Rail applies for permission to extend its presence beyond what is already permitted. The Isle of Wight Council granted permission for the structure to be put in place back in March of last year with the condition that it would be removed within 12 months of erection. However, Network Rail says the temporary bridge is required to stay in its location for another 12 months. Meanwhile, Island charity Pan Together has received grant funding from Sovereign Housing and the Island's Adult Community Learning Team to help Island residents brush up their skills and improve their CVs. The grant funding will help run 3 weekly drop-in sessions from 9am till 3pm every Wednesday at their community hub in Newport. Rachel Thompson of Pan Together's Community Centre Manager said, "Anyone who's wanting to brush up their skills or get help with their CV should come along. People who are thinking about returning to work after a break should join us, and we'll also be offering guidance about making effective job applications." Finally, Borthwood Copse, located between Winford and Alverston, has been chosen as part of a nationwide network of 70 ancient woodlands to be dedicated to the Queen in celebration of her Platinum Jubilee. The Queen's Green Canopy has this week announced the network of 70 ancient woodlands and 70 ancient trees across the United Kingdom, which will form part of the ancient canopy to celebrate Her Majesty's 70 years of service. The initiative was launched by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, who is patron of the Queen's Green Canopy, under one of the ancient tree dedications, the Old Sycamore located at Dumfries House in Scotland. Robin Lang, National Trust Countryside Manager on the Isle of Wight, has said, "Borthwood is an exceptional woodland and a wonderful place to spend time in. It is much loved by local people as a place to walk, horse ride and cycle. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole."
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I gotta tell you their ages and their years of birth. Kate Lawler, who was born in 1980, who's 42. Michael Knight, who was born in 1959, who's 63. And Matt Howders, who was born in 1986, who's 36. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. World Ego Awareness Day on Wednesday the 11th of May is a chance for you to spend some time in self-reflection and exploration of your ego, as well as your encounters with others, to see how much you are conflicting with them. We all know someone with a highly inflated ego, and until we know what an ego is, we don't seem to realise how harmful this situation can be. On this day, you can devote some time to consciousness in order to better understand the significance of the ego around your own life and to avoid confrontation with others. Number 2. Nutty Fudge Day on Thursday the 12th of May is a fun occasion focused on fudge making and enjoyment. It is a delicacy that many people appreciate, whether you choose chocolate, vanilla or a more unusual flavour. You can go on a fun long drive with relatives to a neighbouring tourist area to sample a variety of fudge flavours and flavour mixtures. Why not discover more about the history of fudge, make your own, and share it with friends and family on this day? This is your chance to try a delightful treat that you will not regret on occasions when you have nothing else to do. And finally, Mills Day on Saturday the 14th of May celebrates the history of the windmill and how this great invention has influenced industries both in history and in the present. Most people adore these stubby constructions, and the soft scrape of their blades as they spin in the wild air currents are so idyllic. Windmills have been around for quite a long time, ever since humanity discovered it was feasible to use the wind's strength to produce energy. Since then, various inventions have been developed to take use of the never-ending supply of energy captured by windmills. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Never allow your three-year-old brother in the same room as your school assignment. Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse.
When you get a bad grade in school, show it to your mum, which is on the phone.
When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. At Cineworld only, Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore, rated 12A. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, rated PG. Lost City, rated 12A. At Commodore Cinemas only, The Bad Guy, rated PG. The Northman, rated 15. At both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, rated 12A. Downton Abbey, A New Era, rated 12A. Operation Mincemeat, rated 12A. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the cinema website.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is saturnine. It is spelled S-A-T-U-R-N-I-N-E. It is an adjective which can refer to a gloomy place, occasion or person with moody or mysterious features. However, it can also be an archaic adjective which describes anything related to lead. It can be used in the sentence, "Most of the journey home consisted of uncomfortable silence, as it felt like everyone sensed my saturnine mood." It originated from late Middle English, from the Old French word saturnin, from the medieval Latin word saturninus, which means of Saturn. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
It's time to go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kane the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.